Representative Haley Stevens' ties to Joe Biden haunt her Michigan Senate campaign. By Bradley J. on July 11, 2025. Joe Biden's days on the ballot are behind him, but his record still haunts those saddled with it, especially in Michigan, where Representative Haley Stevens, DME, is running for Senate, and away from her close Biden ties. A poll first reported by Politico from the Democrat firm Normington Petz found that Stevens, the current frontrunner in the Michigan Democrat Senate primary, has a unique vulnerability in the general election, her congressional voting record supporting Biden, which was the most damaging argument against any candidate in the poll. As campaign season begins, ties to the Biden administration are proving to be damaging to Democrats across the nation. Even former Vice President Kamala Harris was advised to differentiate herself from Biden and acknowledge the failures of the administration leading up to the November presidential election. Harris failed to do so, and Michigan voters delivered her a clear defeat which helped propel Donald Trump back to the White House. With Biden's damage to the economy, engineered border chaos, and geopolitical missteps remaining on voters' minds, Stevens is particularly vulnerable given her record of voting with Biden 90% of the time, including supporting Biden's waiver for California's EV mandate that threatened tens of thousands of Michigan auto jobs. She broke from other members of her party, serving as a surrogate for and fierce defender of Biden even following his disastrous debate performance that tanked his re-election campaign. On July 18, 2024, after the presidential debate and just days before Biden dropped out of the race, Stevens posted a clip from her interview on The Pulse, asking, "Has Joe Biden ever let you down?" and claiming that his administration had been executing flawlessly. She also posted a video after the debate captioned, "I'm proudly supporting Joe Biden and Kamala Harris for re-election with the hashtag Joe's our guy." And just one day after the debate, as Democrats begin calling for Biden to drop out, she reposted Senator John Fetterman, DPA, on X.com, saying "fuck that." She later told Axios, "I don't believe President Biden should step aside." Among multiple similar posts, on July 8, almost 2 weeks after the debate, Stevens posted, "This morning, I woke up more motivated than ever to re-elect the Biden-Harris ticket. I trust our president and know he is the one to finish the job." In May, Stevens doubled down on California's electric vehicle mandate, which would ban gas-powered automobiles in California by 2035, a move that could threaten tens of thousands of Michigan auto jobs. Stevens is perhaps best known for a bizarre rant from the House floor while wearing pink latex gloves, presumably to protect herself from COVID. Bradley J is deputy political editor for Breitbart News. Follow him on X/Twitter and Instagram at Bradley J.